Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presents a message for your life. Get ready and take notes, because God wants to speak to you today. And now, Pastor David Rodriguez.
This morning, we're going to speak about Philippians chapter 3, verse 14 to 20. There's something that I got to remind it to every one of us. I got a question. How was your Christmas? You look like, what kind of sad? I don't hear nobody like kind of happy. Probably some kind of worry. They say, I'm broke now. I was good before Christmas. I got a lot of money in my pocket in the bank, but now I'm broke. Like me. Yeah, I got a little bit of money saved, and I got to get a car for my daughter. She just graduated, started work, and, you know, I got to help him out, and now I'm broke. No, thank God not. Nah, I'm not broke on him, you know. He got more than enough. But thank God we enjoy Christmas. I don't know you, but I have a good time, especially with my family. It was such a blessing, you know, a lot of food, a lot of everything. But the question it is, we Christmas is gone, pecan, and now what? What we do now after Christmas? Just think about everything, all the money that we spend and everything that we got from Christmas. And now we start focusing on next year, right? We planning. We start planning for next year. Who got plans for next year already? Nobody? Ooh, I'm the only one. Who got a new goal for next year? I got mine in Jesus Christ, amen? But the good thing it is, we already made plans. You know that most of the people, number one goal for next year? Who can tell me? Nobody knows? Why are you looking at me? That was after Thanksgiving, and I know I got to lose again. Yeah, but yeah, that's number one. Everybody losing game. Yeah, and that's good. Don't get me wrong. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. You know, it's good for your health. Lose weight, and people say, well, now we're going to start going to the gym. But now gym is closed. How are you going to lose weight if you can go to the gym? Well, I'm going to start a new diet. That's good. That's good. But you need some exercise, too. But the gym closed, you can go to the gym, right? But a lot of people concentrate on lose weight. Not many of the people because they want to be healthy, but just because they want to look good, right? Tell me if it's not. The majority of the women. It's true. That's what I heard the most. I don't hear any men. Almost none of the men that I get to, that when we get together, I never heard any one of them saying, I want to lose weight. It's just women because they want to look better. Right? And like I say, if it's for your health, nothing wrong with it. It's good. Myself, I need to lose weight. I know after Thanksgiving, I gained at least 7 to 8 pounds. Before Thanksgiving, my weight was 178. Now, for sure, it's somewhere around 188. So that means probably 10 pounds. So I need to lose weight. I got to do something. If it's not, we'll keep gaining weight. You see, just on Christmas, I ate like 5 pounds of food. You know, my family, I don't know. There's something wrong with my family. They think we got to eat a buffet. Oh, yeah, all kind of different food. Our table was full, thank God. It was a blessing, you know. It was a blessing more than anything. But, man, when you see all the food right there, you say, I want a little piece of this, a little bit of that. I ain't going to eat too much, but a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you're going to fill your plate, right? That's what happened with me. That's what I got my belly. And like I said, there's nothing wrong to concentrate, to, you know, set your goal and lose weight. Like, I need it. But there's one main goal that you can't forget. Is make a heavenly goal. Jesus Christ got to be included on your goal for next year. Do you know that? Yeah, we got it. He got to be the first one. The first thing before we take care of anything, it got to be heavenly goal. And the Bible talk about that. Look, we got to do that. We got to concentrate on him. Because like I said, exercise is good for your health. But the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, for bodily exercise profited little. It's a benefit, but when we speak about heavenly goal, it's not too much. There's not much you can do. In fact, sometimes, you know, you go to a gym, you got some muscle, and can be distressed for women in church sometimes. That's why I don't worry too much, you know, about, yeah, I'll be like, you know, yeah, I can look good for my wife, but I don't want to distress ladies in church, you know. I don't want to do that. And that's why the Bible says, but yeah, like I said again, it's good for your health. There's nothing wrong. Even as a minister, we got to take care of health to serve better the Lord. You know what I'm saying? But still, my main focus got to be on heavenly goal. And not just for me, for every one of us. And Paul, he was talking about that in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 14 to 20, like I told a while ago. And I want you to help me out to read. Can you stand up? We got a blessing that we can. I like to read from King James. You probably have a different version, but I love King James. I love King James. I'm an old-fashioned. I'm a John boy with old-fashionedness. You know, stuff. That's me. I like that. At the count of three, I want you to help me read from verse 14 all the way to 20. 1, 2, and 3. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call. Amen. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, this attitude, yeah, different attitude, God will reveal that also to you. However, let us keep on living by the same standard to which we have attained. Following my example, observe those you have been. For many walk of whom I often told you, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's take a seat. Glorious Father, thank you this morning for such a blessing to, Father, the blessing to wake up this morning and come to your house. And come to surrender our life. Come to surrender this time to you. Thank you for the opportunity to let us bring you glory and honor. And realize that you only want to deserve. Oh, Father, I praise this morning that you use my lips. That you use your servant to bring your word. And that your word can transform our life, our heart, our mind. And, Father, that we can, this morning, we can realize that you are our priority in our life. Oh, Father, I pray if there's anyone over here that doesn't know you yet, this be the time. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this such a blessing time. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Like we read right there, Paul was talking about his goal. After you realize that you are a sinner and you need Jesus Christ, you repent your sins, and you say, Lord, come to my heart. Then there's a new goal in your life. Your goal on your life, you got to be a heavenly goal. And like I said, there's nothing wrong to have a goal like, well, next year I got to do this. I got to remodel my kitchen. I got to save some money. Nothing wrong with that. But the worst thing you can do is just concentrate on that and leave the Lord aside. Put him on the back. When we put him as second place, that when we are wrong. Our goal every day, not just every year. I'm talking about next year because we main concentrate about next year. You know? That's why we're talking this morning about next year. Be careful. Be aware. What is your goal for next year? Hopefully, he be the Lord. Or he be included on your priority. He be number one. And everything else can be second. And that's what Paul was talking about. After he received Jesus Christ, after he surrendered his life to Christ, his goal now is concentrate on heavenly goal. And that's what it be our goal. Why? Because he's talking right there. Like our life as Christian is like a race. You got to concentrate. You got to put, you know, you got to fix your eyes on your prize, which is Jesus Christ. But you got to fix your eye. If it's not, it's easy to lose your way, get out of the right way. And that's why he was talking about that. We got to press, like you said, press tower. I mean, I'm running. I'm concentrating. My main goal is you. I'm concentrating you. It's like people when they made their goal in save a lot of money. I don't know if you know people like that. They just concentrate and save a lot of money that they not even like to buy a coat because they don't want a bird. You know people like that? Yeah, they are so tight. They don't want to spend money. They don't want to buy nothing to eat. And that's wrong, you know. That is wrong. But that's pretty much like Paul was speaking right there. His concentration, his goal in Jesus Christ, is everything is got to be concentrated on him. That was his priority. And that's what he was talking about right there. Look, we got to focus on our heavenly goal. Like I said again, I don't know which one is your goal for next year, but I hope Jesus Christ be included in there. I hope he be the first one. I hope that anything that you didn't do this year, you probably put on your list for next year, on your priority for next year. Well, this year I didn't have a good relationship with the Lord. This year I know I miss a lot of time in church. I know I miss a lot of time in a prayer time. I know I miss a lot of time on our cell group because of nothing, because it wasn't my priority. I hope next year that'll be your goal. Spend more time with the Lord. You got to be our first priority. And Paul was talking about that. And Paul teaches. And God's word shows that he got to be our goal. And when he is talking about that, that means that we got to look what we're doing. We got to be careful. We have to be aware where we fix our eye. Where is my main goal? We got to be aware. And when Paul was talking, according to what he said, our main focus, our main goal got to be a heavenly goal. And but how we do that, Paul showed that what should we do then if I want to reach my goal? The first thing we got to do is let's focus on the goal. If you want to do something, if you put on your mind, well, next year I want to save $1,000. But if you start, every money come to your hand, you start spending, you think you're going to be saving $10,000? If you don't pay attention, what you do with your money? You think you're going to save those $10,000? That ain't going to happen. The same thing is if we got our focus, if we want to spend the rest of our life with Jesus Christ, we got to focus on him. Like the verse 14 say, I press toward to the mark. I mean, he was running. He was concentrating. I got to get there. But you got to do something. It's about action. He knows, I want to be there. But if you stay at the same spot, you never going to reach the place where you want to get. You know what I'm saying? The same is with Jesus Christ. The first thing we got to do is we got to left when you start the race, right, there's two, goal. The lift goal and the one where you get to the place. But the first thing you got to do, you got to start doing something. It's not just talking and talking. It's you got to do something. It's about action. Yeah, we got to do something. Look, the first goal for Paul after he received Christ was concentrating him. Walk with him, get a relationship with him, and follow him, obey him. But that's what we're doing every day. We want to reach eternal life. We want to spend eternal life with Christ. But are we spending time now with him in prayer? Are we listening to him through his word? You know how many people I heard almost every day, oh, God, he don't talk to me. He want to talk to you, but you don't talk to him. You don't do nothing to talk to him. You don't open your Bible. How you going to hear God's voice if you don't open your Bible? Oh, I don't know what to do. I know God called me to do something, but if you don't read your Bible, you never will know. Oh, I know I want to serve the Lord, but I don't know why he want me to. Of course, you never will know if you don't read your Bible, if you don't open your Bible. If you want to go the right way on your race, you got to read your Bible every day, every day. You know, after being Christian, after I surrendered my life to Jesus, I realized that I thought I was doing good, but reading my Bible every day, I discovered stuff that I said that it was pointing to me. This that you're doing, you thought it was right, but it's not. You're wrong. And that's why we need to read our Bible. That's why when your goal is heavenly, you got to read your Bible to keep going straight to reach your goal. But there's a lot of people, they don't do that. And Paul was talking about that he pressed tower. He put his mind on it. He concentrated on it because he wanna reach the place. He wanna reach the place. We gotta focus on our goal. And my question for you this morning is, really Jesus Christ your goal for next year? Are you pressed tower to the mark? Are you doing what Paul said right there? Are you focused on your goal? Or are you only a church person on Sunday? But what about after church? Are you a regular person? Can somebody out there, when you get out here, see Jesus Christ through you? Can somebody see, when they see you out there, that you're coming from church? Yeah, the way you dress, probably. But the way you act, that's what it shows. To reach our goal, it's not just what we say. We got to live a Christ-like. After we make a decision, we got to press tower. If you make a decision for Christ, you got to press tower to the mark. You got to press tower to keep going. But you got to keep focus. If you lose your focus, you can easily go away. You can easily get the wrong way. It's a lot easier. How many people you see in church before that you don't see nowadays? That they went back because they didn't focus. They lost their focus. They lost their track. Because they didn't fix their eyes on heavenly goal. If you want to reach the goal, you got to keep focus. That's number one. But number two, wrong motivating knowing that there is a price when you reach the goal. The Bible is talking about that there's a price. It's not you running for nothing. No, there's a price that we will receive when we get there. How many people over here is working? You got a job. You work every day. You're expecting a check, right? What happened if you work for free? You wouldn't go to work, right? What happened if we will be on a race that they're not promised that we will have eternal life? We will be motivated. Oh, well, maybe, yeah. Well, I try. It may be, it's true. It may be not, but I just try. There will be some motivation in you. Not even to come into church. I probably will be the first one that will motivate to come in and spread God's word. I probably will be the first one that won't be motivated to come in and share God's word. But there's a motivation. Tell them the person, there's a motivation. We got a prize waiting for me. I don't know for you, but I know that there's a prize waiting for me in heaven. There's a lot of people that they don't worry about that. There's people that they worry about they going to see people there that they love that already gone from this world. You know that? There's a lot of people. And hopefully so. I hope to see my mom out there. I hope to see my dad, my aunt, my uncle. I got an uncle passed away a few weeks ago that I love with all my heart. And he always was joking every time, and I love it. When I heard he passed away, that broke my heart. I wish. I don't know if he's going to be there. I don't know if my mama going to be there. I don't know if my dad going to be there. I hope so. My dad, he make a decision in this church. Like 10 years ago, somewhere around there. Yeah, he make a decision in this church. And I hope to see it over there. But that's not my main goal. My main goal is spend the rest of my life with Jesus Christ. How many over here like to worship? Like to sing? But some of us, we say, well, my voice is not the good one to be on a choir, to be in church, singing out there. But out there, it doesn't matter. In front of Jesus, it doesn't matter your voice. What is matter is your heart, your soul. That's what is matter the most. And that's what we're going to spend the rest of our life. I don't know if you, but that's really motivating me. Know that even when I can sing pretty good over here, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with Jesus in heaven, worshiping him, bow down to him, on my knee to him. That's motivating me. That's everyday motivation for me when I wake up in the morning. I said, thank you, Lord, another opportunity can you give me. Thank you, Lord, for this, for that. Thank you, Lord, because you live in my heart. Because you are my hope. Because I know when you take me from this world, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you. That's my motivation. Everything I do in this world is because I got a motivation. I don't know you. I got a motivation. There's a price. It's to be surrendered to the Lord. And the Bible said on the book of Revelation, there's some crown that we will receive and we will surrender to you. You can imagine that? And everything depends on what you did for the Lord. Now, what you did, just giving people food and stay away from them. No, what you did for the Lord with your relationship depend on what you did for him. You're going to receive different crown. Do you know that? And you're going to surrender to him. So that's why we got to focus right now. Everything we do it for the Lord. The Bible says it on Colossians, the book of Colossians. Everything that you do it for the Lord. Everything. When you give something to somebody, do it for the Lord. Doing life for him. So everything we do, we got to do it motivated because we know we got a price. How many of you here, I'm pretty sure they're going to have a price at the end of their life? Not too many. I hold you sure. I hold. It's my hope. Yeah, there's a price we will receive when we be in heaven. But what are you doing right now to receive the price? What are you doing? Is your goal to reach that price, to receive that price? What are you doing? Are you thinking about it? You never did? You never had done? You're still on time. You're still this morning, you're still on time to fix everything that you didn't before. You're still on time right now to get it straight with the Lord and get that motivation because there's a price waiting for you in heaven. There's still time. Thank to the Lord. Thank to his mercy. There's still time. Take advantage. Take it while you can. Because it's going to be late if you don't make your decision on this lie. And when you be in front of him, you tell him, well, but the pastor, he never told me that I got to repent my sins. The pastor, he never said that I got to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Brother, hey, he never talked to me about Christ. Don't say that. When you be in front of him, it's going to be too late. So that's why you got to take advantage now. You got to take advantage now. Focus your goal. Run motivated because there's a price for you. Let us hear the supreme call. There's a call for every one of us. The Lord is calling you. The Lord, the Bible said that he don't want nobody to perish. He wants every one of us to spend eternal life with him. That's why Paul was talking about that, our heavenly goal. We got to focus on that. And we got to run motivated. And there's a call for every one of us. You know, the Lord is calling you. You know that? There's people that the Lord calling, they already answered. What happened with Paul? He know that the Lord was calling. He answered his call, and he's following now what the Lord was telling him to do. He was obeying his call. But my question is, are we obeying our Lord call, our divine call? There's a call for every one of us. God didn't call you just to come in and sit on a pew. God called you to do something, probably different than what I do, but he's calling you to do something. He's calling you to repent if you never had done yet. There's a divine call for every person in this world. But the thing is, not everybody listen. Not everybody paying attention. And that's why we got to hit to a supreme call, to a divine call. A divine call for every single person over here. You got to run motivated, but you got to pay attention to the call that the Lord is doing to you. It's a divine call. It's not a regular call. How many receive a robocall every day? A call on your phone that probably people want to take your debit card, like people from the Social Security. We calling from the Social Security, but can you give me your number? Wait a minute. If you call them from the Social Security department or office, you should know my Social Security, right? Why are you asking me for? What's wrong with you? And when you tell that, wait a minute, I don't remember. Let me call the police. They hang up the phone right away, right? But that's not a divine call. That's an early call. Yeah, be careful with that. But our heavenly call is different. Divine call is different. And the Lord is calling every one of us. He's calling you. Every time you hear a sermon, it's the Lord telling you, be aware. caution. Be careful. Don't forget, I'm doing this to you. I'm calling you. I'm expecting you to come to me. I'm waiting on you. I'm expecting you to do this. I'm expecting you to do that. But when we don't listen, we won't follow what he said. That's a big problem. And Paul was talking about that, that there's a divine call. We got to listen. Why he was running the race to a divine call, to a heavenly goal, because he listened. He paid attention to the Lord. God is calling you right now. You got to pay attention. You got to listen. And I said again, the reason why we don't listen sometimes is because we don't read God's word. We don't read God's words. Look, in every situation in your life, God want to talk to you. In every situation, no matter what you're going through right now, the Lord want to talk to you. He want to help you. He extend his hand to you. He still want to help you. But the thing it is, if we don't get close to him, we won't receive his help. We're going to stay away from him. Don't forget, there's a divine call for you. There's a divine call for you. Tell the person next to you, there's a divine call for me. I don't hear nobody. Tell the one next to you, there's a divine call for me. And I got to do something. I got to do something. If the Lord is calling me, I got to answer his call. Amen? What should we do then? That we are not yet perfect. We should know that we are not perfect yet, but the Lord is working on us. Chapter 15, he was talking about that. We are not perfect. Paul was talking about verse 15, when he was talking about the people in Philippians, that they thought they were perfect. And the Bible said the one who has started the work in us, he will continue. He will continue. That means in Jesus Christ, we are perfect because of his sacrifice before the Lord. But in this world, we're not perfect yet because he's working in us. How many people sins every day? Can I get a share? Yeah, I fall short every day. Yeah, I fail every day. And I have to come into him because I'm not perfect. But that's not a reason for me to do everything that I used to do before now. The book of Galatians talk about that we cannot book, we cannot abuse about that. The book of Galatians said that we've been called to freedom. If we receive our freedom in Jesus Christ. But that doesn't mean we can do everything we want now. We got to do everything that the Lord wants us to do. We can abuse that and go back and do whatever we want. Oh, no, because I'm already saved. I can still stealing. I can still keep lying. I can still do that. No, we can abuse that. That will keep you away from your goal to the Lord. That will keep you away to receive the prize that the Bible was talking about. That won't keep you away. That gonna keep you away from the Lord Jesus Christ. That won't keep you away to raise the wrong on the right way. That gonna keep you away. And we gotta be careful. Paul was talking about that. We are not perfect, but when we surrender our life to Jesus, when we obey his commandment, when we let him work in our life, he gonna work on our life. He gonna make us perfect, little by little, little by little. But we got to surrender. We got to, like I said, we got to fix our eyes on our heavenly goal. When we do that, we're going to let Jesus Christ to work through our life and continue working on our life. He got to be our main focus. He got to be our priority. He got to be the main thing on everything we do. We should know that our citizen is not early, but it's on heaven. That there's a lot of people that they spend all their money, everything, trying to build a big house over here, do everything for this life that, like they never gonna die. Never, 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 ever. Never. But they don't do nothing for heaven. And you know what? That is good. Like I tell people from my country, Dominican people, they come over here, and before they get here, they want to build a big house in Dominican. They want like a mansion, everything. They want to do a brand new car over there. They don't have life over here because even when they here, their life is over there. And I tell you what, I know, unfortunately, I know a few people that they sacrifice their whole life working hard over here, saving money, sending everything to Dominican. And when they get there, they cannot even enjoy. Their kids come behind, and they do all kind of mess with their money, with everything. I know one, in fact, that a few months later, when he retired from here, he died over there. He got electrocuted. Yeah, he got a big shot. Going away. What happened with everything that he did to spend the rest of his life in Dominica? That's gone, become. But what about everything that he will build in heaven? He will be enjoying that nowadays. That's why the Bible says we got to concentrate, because our citizenship is on heaven, not early. We ain't going to spend the rest of our life in heaven. We don't know. Today is Sunday. We don't know if we're going to make it home. We don't know if we're going to make it tomorrow. We don't know if Jesus Christ coming tonight. Who knows when Jesus Christ coming? Nobody. We don't know if he's coming tonight. And are you ready for? Are you building a mansion in heaven? That's why our goal got to be a heavenly goal. And like I said again, I'm not against to the people that want to save money, build a house. I wish to do the same thing. I have something in my country. But that's not my call right now. My call is to serve the Lord, concentrate on him. And if he's his will, yeah, I will get something. But right now, no, I got to build something on heaven first. You know, but we got to know that. You know how many people, they die for a U.S. citizenship? Yeah, it's good. He help you. He help you get your life straight over here. But it's more important. It's more important to concentrate on your heavenly citizenship. And that's what Paul was talking about, that we got to concentrate. We have to concentrate on our heavenly goal. And last and not least, because we should know that over there is our Savior. Because our prize is Jesus Christ, and he's over there in heaven. How many of you here want to spend the rest of your life in heaven with Jesus Christ? Everyone. Look, if you go out there and you ask every person, when you die, where you going? Oh, I go to heaven. For sure? Really? How you know? Well, what about hell? What is hell for? For nothing? It's just a word that we heard. No, they're heaven, but they're hell too. But are you building, are you doing something to reach your heavenly goal, to spend rest of your life with your Savior who is in heaven? That's what the verse 20 says, that he's over there, he's in heaven. We can't see Jesus Christ right now, but there's going to be a time where we're going to see him for rest of our life, all the time, every day, every single second. We're going to spend the rest of our life with him. But my question for you, church, this morning, is our heavenly goal priority? Is our heavenly goal what we're working on? Is our heavenly goal what we, that the first word came out of our mouth, the first word we say when somebody asks you about your goal for next year? Is that the first thing you do? Well, I know this year I didn't have a good relationship with the Lord, but I promise him this year I'm going to make my best. I'm going to be closer to him. I'm going to pray more. I'm going to read more. I'm going to spend more time on his word. That's going to help you to keep you on track to reach your prize and reach your heavenly goal.
Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presented a message for your life. If this message has been an impact to your life, or you would like more information of previous sermons and information about our church, contact us at www.horebnola.com.